Imagine the scene. You go to bed, but then you wake up and you
Oh, that happens a
realize.
lot. I can That's easy for me to imagine.
I was going to be narrating the hell out of something awesome, and
Oh,
then.
well, I'm riveted. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay, so you got that in your head. All right.
I go to bed and I wake up.
Then you think, oh, what am I supposed to do next? Oh, that's right. Crawl out my window. So you crawl out your window, and then you realize this is the part where I have to push my nightgown back down because it got caught up by crawling over the window. And then I look around and I see a fence, and I'm thinking, I gotta wait till the cat comes to tell me where to go. Cat comes, tells you where to go. You run towards a tree. You feel around it. You grab a doorknob. You pull it open, and there's a giant slide that takes you down to a bunch of bears having tea. And when you get to the bottom, you end up back in your bed. Tell me something weird. So that's a reoccurring dream I have. Do you ever have those?
No, in fact, I almost never remember my dreams.
Oh man, I've had this dream since I was 5. And so I wrote a poem about it for my poetry workshop because we had to write a dreamscape type poem. So I wrote this though like a Dr. Seuss story. So it's like in two lines and they rhyme and they're kind of like, I must get there post haste. You know, and it's a little silly subject, you know?
Well, two things. First, this is Tell Me Something Weird.
It is.
And second, in this poem, so you go down the slide, the bears are having tea.
And that's the poem that is the same as the dream.
Right. But then so you go down the slide, the bears are having tea, and then you wake up in your bed. Like, do you slide right past the bears into your bed, or do you stop and have tea with the bears?
Just slide to bed.
Okay, so the bears are just like, they're just like on the side of the highway, just, and you just kind of whiz by, and you're just like, oh, hey, some bears are having tea.
Yeah, in this inside a tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. This is all inside a tree.
Yeah.
So are you normal size outside the tree, and then you shrink down like Alice in Wonderland style?
No, I think I'm the same size.
Okay, so this is just like an enormous tree.
Yeah, it's a really big tree,
Okay.
and there's a whole village that's happening underneath. So at the end of the.
Okay, so the tree is maybe just normal, but like things are happening like underground under the tree.
Yeah,
Okay,
you would
all
never
right.
guess, and you have
I
to
thought it was
feel.
all happening inside the tree.
Oh, it is. Oh, and underneath the
But
tree,
under,
too.
yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
it's kind of like
Yeah.
the root ball is this thing.
Now you're talking my language.
Root ball. I've just been learning about that word because they're taking out all the ash trees in town.
Are they really?
They do about 300 a year
Okay.
because of that ash
The ash
borer.
borer,
Yeah.
sure. Yeah,
So the ones
okay.
on my street are going. Bye bye.
Have a good one, ash trees.
So this the end of my poem, that's funny. The end of my poem ends with, I forget what the actual rhyme is. It's something with slide. But it ends something like, perhaps I'd get tea if they just install stairs. You know.
Yeah, because, right. Okay, that answers my question because it's like maybe you want to stop for tea, but you can't. Although you've seen A Christmas Story, right?
Yeah.
You know, Ralphie stops himself on the slide, crawls back up.
But it's like it's real trippy. So that's how the poem ends. And I just feel kind of nervous about it because I just wrote this poem that the professor's like, oh wow, you're showing a lot of mature growth as a poet. Because I'm with a bunch of undergrads. It's not just a graduate course, there's undergrads too. So sometimes they just read at a slightly different level because they've not really had a life, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's only so much you can get mm-hmm. done in,
right?
You know, like 18 to 20 laps around the sun.
Yeah, so then I submit this poem that's real foolish and whimsical, and I'm thinking, oh no, he's going to be like, either this girl's got about 20 personalities, and I don't know.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I'm not, I guess I'm not going to weigh in on that.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Should we talk a little bit about our conversation earlier?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
So I don't know how deep we want to go into this.
Sure.
Well, I was out running,
uh-huh.
listening to the end of our last episode together, because I do think all good podcasters should listen to their own stuff.
For sure. I agree. It's sort of being self-critical. You know?
Mm-hmm. And it's not as though I listen and think like, oh, you know, yeah. And I wouldn't, because I think only we've got a lot of lady listeners, and I think they all have crushes on you.
Sure seems to be the case.
And I don't think any of them like me very much.
Well, I think we can say for sure. I mean, you're sort of you're probably a more polarizing figure than I am.
Well, I don't know. I think my friend James, who's a regular listener, can settle the score and who's more polarizing. He'll give me an answer that I will trust more than yours.
Well, I think this is more of a, as far as who's more polarizing, I think this is more of something that requires an aggregate more than one person's opinion. You know, because if James thinks I'm more polarizing, then that's just James's opinion about who's more polarizing.
Yeah, he's always right, though.
Which is interesting, because I'm always right. So it'll be interesting to see. He and I might be on the same page.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm starting to like this James guy more and more.
Well, he thinks you hate magic.
Well, that's not true. I don't hate magic. What kind of magic are we talking about?
You know, sleight of hand.
Oh, no, I love that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I love.
I wonder if he misinterpreted your joking about magic, because you kind of use that term as a catch-all for foolish things.
Well, no, I wouldn't say necessarily foolish things. I used it in a, I'm trying to think of a fairly benign example that's not going to go. I mean, okay, and I guess I'll continue with what we talked about last week, and sort of the miracle stuff that gets talked about in certain places. To me, that's kind of magical thinking. And I don't hate that stuff. It's just, it's hard for me to accept that as a thing that happened, because nobody can demonstrate it happening again.
Sure.
You know, and there's no plausible mechanism for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, well, what is more reasonable, that that there was this guy who walked around talking about stuff, and then 300 years later, people elevated him to this position through folk tales and stories, and claimed that he
what
did
are you trying
incredible
to say here?
Things? Or is it more reasonable that a dude walked on water? You know, like that's all I'm saying about that, and so that's why I don't believe in that type of magic.
Well,
now,
Eddie Money agrees with you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because if I could walk on water, but he doesn't, because he knows it's impossible.
Well, not impossible, just highly improbable.
Your brain. It's like, do you plug yourself in at night?
I don't really know what that means exactly.
There are people out there who know what I mean by this. It's like you are like a living Spock. I sometimes question if you have any human emotion or if everything is a scientific deduction. Like, well, you know, let's just consider the facts and then we'll put together some.
Just consider facts, see?
And then you're, you know, you arrive at, it's like when I said in the episode, which we never got back to, how irritated I was with, you
right.
hassled me a lot last week. You did this Team Eric, Team Jody thing, which is not going my way. Even though way more of my friends listen than yours.
I think almost none of my friends listen.
That's the deal. And it's like all of these people digging on you. Okay, so I had all these things going on in my head as I'm running. And I just started firing some texts to you. And the last text was an upside down smile emoji, which always makes people wonder, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, I had to look it up.
You looked it up? You are kidding me? You looked it up. Like, I mean,
well, yeah.
Maybe I looked up what emoji meant. Like, but that was years ago.
Well, as far as emoji culture goes, nobody's born knowing it.
It's a confusing one. Is that what it said about it? It kind
yeah.
of leaves a little, and you were like, crap, I was confused by it. That's why I'm looking it up. And now,
yeah, no, that's exactly right. I don't know if you're saying that to like,
no, I'm just assuming that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. I'm like,
cause you were like, oh no, I think I maybe really made her mad.
Well, I really felt like I was starting to skirt a line.
Maybe, but I was kind of letting you think it.
Okay. All right.
I kind of thought,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm going to leave this like this and I'm going to make him sweat it a little bit. And then
yeah.
you had a bad time at the dog park. And then that coupled with our texts, which we might sell.
Well, okay. And so I had I sort of had an idea because it was like, we're having this conversation and,
mm-hmm.
you know, our conversations in our text log, I think if people saw what we say to each other off the air,
mm-hmm.
they would not be surprised at all. It is very much like the show is very natural in the way that we interact with each other.
Yeah, it's legit. We
yeah,
are
so,
for real.
So, you know, if we ever do like a Patreon or something like that, you know, like something where people want to support us, I was thinking that would be a great reward. For a certain level of donation is, you know, like little peeks into Eric and Jody's chat logs or text logs.
Yes. I think that, and this one would have been a goodie because, oh, man, you just give me so much all the time. And sometimes I get exhausted by you and your robot brain because you just plug yourself in at night and then you wake up and you like upload like emotions to mimic for the day. You know. And I was also having a bad time because I suppose we'll wrap things up here shortly.
We're doing good, but yeah.
I was having a bad time because I'll tell you, I went on a run outside and this kind of weather brings a little bit older men out to their yards.
Oh yeah.
And so one guy, and this is in the course of 7 miles, okay? So I ran 7 miles today. And one guy was out in his yard just staring at me with his hands in his pockets, like moving them around, okay? So then I'm at a stop sign and this guy rolls up and he's like, nice day for a run. And then he just drove away. But there was a moment where he felt like I should say something back. And it's like, so then a guy was running and then I was running and he like slowed up. So I had to pass him and then he stayed behind me, although he was running way faster than I was. That was all in one day. And I am honestly a pretty average looking person. Now you imagine a smoking hot woman trying to just get through her day. How annoying that must be. Jeez. It's
well,
like,
of course I can relate, but.
Yeah, because you're already doing this kind of stuff. You sit out in your yard playing pocket pool.
Hey,
I told you I was going to give it to you hard today, Eric.
What's up, ladies? You want to guess what I'm doing with my hands?
Or just say stuff like, nice day for a run. And it's like, we don't have to have a conversation.
It's like, no, we're just two people outside going about our days. Let's just do that. No, I'm 100% on board. Like, I can't believe that people do that to each other.
I know. And it's because guys feel compelled that if something comes in their head, they simply must tell this woman. Or it goes on Craigslist misconnections.
Right.
You know? And it's like, just if you think somebody's attractive and they're just going about their day, just think it and just go on with your day. You don't need to tell them.
If you don't have a reason to talk to that person, it's probably better to just not.
Yeah. Like, just because you think somebody's hot doesn't mean this is your potential girlfriend.
Well, and if that is specifically the reason why you feel compelled to say something,
yeah,
then especially shut up.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, if there's a reason to talk, I'm trying to think of a way to propose an acceptable scenario for a dude to put something forward. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's probably a little tough to do right on the spot. But
yeah, because it's very tricky.
It is a little tricky. You know, but I think the bottom line is err on the side of respecting people's space.
Yeah. And have you ever been somewhere? How would you approach a woman? Like, and of course it has something to, no, it doesn't even have anything to do with location, because sometimes I have been at a bar alone for a bit waiting for a friend. So me being at the bar alone then seems to be like, let's go talk to this woman.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I'm just here having a drink.
Now, yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that is, you know, 100%. You know, like, you should be able to just have that space to have that drink. And I don't want this to come across as like an apology for men.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is some, I mean, there definitely is some pressure on men to always make the first contact. And I think a lot of times, like, nobody really teaches us how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of dudes just don't know. So they end up just carpet bombing.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to sit here and say that I'm like any kind of an expert on approaching women. But I also feel like most of the time I don't do the creepy dude stuff. I try to be self-conscious of, or at least conscious of that, how that
comes
across.
Yeah,
I would
agree with that about you. You know, you're pretty considerate that way. I'm getting a dress. I found a cute dress.
Well, I'm glad we got that resolved on the air.
Dress with pockets.
With pockets are great. I
every woman listening out there probably thinks, when you see a dress and it has pockets, I don't know what it is, but it's like, I need that. So anyway, I was a little salty about all these things happening. Yeah. And then I'm listening.
And then I'm constantly just giving you garbage the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Be doing your jokey mansplaining. And it's like, time to dance.
Well, it's probably about time to dance if we want to start getting into some stuff.
Yeah, because we're doing something different today.
Yeah, a little bit. This is going to be sort of a special kind of a joint effort, I guess, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you have way more stuff prepared than I do. So maybe you should take it away.
Well, yeah. Except for, I don't know, how do you want to do it, because these things were inspired by your thing. Although,
yeah,
maybe people can hear the crazy things and then hear why they
Well, yeah, that's. I think that's kind of what I think will.
Yeah. Okay.
Work the best. Well, you know what? We're gonna feel this out.
Yep. And maybe your problem is you didn't do any work, and so you just want to try to pick up on some cues from my stories.
I'm just gonna
piece together
back and sip my beer and enjoy the ride. So, in fact, I'm just gonna turn. I'm gonna take my headset off. Turn this mic off.
I'm not letting you dominate this anymore, sir.
Okay, go nuts.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Are
we going to do this thing? Or?
Are you still trying to figure out the line between me tolerating you and me murdering you?
100%.
Because you're getting closer. You're getting closer.
I'm just feeling around for that boundary.
Yep, your feet are getting pretty close to the landmines.
All right.
Okay, so I am interested in the Slender Man.
Yeah, the Slender Man is really an interesting thing.
Yes, and I've heard about it because something rather big concerning the Slender Man happened in our state.
Yeah, and I think most of our Wisconsin listeners have probably heard this. I think it did make national news as well. So a lot
it
of people
did.
Probably know about it. It was a couple years ago now, so we should probably refresh some memory.
Yeah, it was only back in 2014 on May 31st. I thought it was a little sooner than that, but that's the date.
Yeah, it was in the news for a long time, so I think it mm-hmm. kind of, you know, kept it a little more fresh, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so Waukesha, Wisconsin. I have an old boyfriend that lives in Waukesha. He was never actually my boyfriend. I was just his, quote, other woman. I think maybe one of his relatives listens to this podcast and knows exactly who I'm talking about. Oh, well, it's a different life ago. You know, everybody's all happy now.
Good.
Anyway, so Waukesha. Sorry, I'm still carrying around something. Okay, two 12-year-old girls. When I was 12, I was still playing with Barbies. I was.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when that didn't seem so crazy.
What grade in school does that put a person in, 12 years old?
Fifth or sixth, right? Maybe.
Sixth grade,
like
middle
I think.
School, right? Junior high, middle school, whatever your community has.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. I think I was still like, I was definitely still rocking the Legos and maybe even some G.I. Joe stuff happening.
Uh-huh.
So,
and I mostly like to do outfits and stuff by that time, you know?
Oh, me too.
Okay, well, these two 12-year-old girls who's, you know, because of their age, I imagine, there are not names for these people.
I had found names for them.
You did?
Yeah. Keep going. I'll see if I can. Maybe I don't know if we necessarily need to attach the names.
Right.
But I did find a source that had the names.
Oh.
So.
Well, and somebody could just Google
because
this.
they're being charged as adults.
They are, yeah. So, when questioned later by authorities, they reportedly claimed they wished to commit a murder as a first step to becoming proxies for the Slender Man, who is, well, I'm not going to get into what he is, but he's kind of this online presence.
Yeah, I did a bunch of digging into the lore and of Slender Man and where it all came from. Mm-hmm. So are we to that point yet, or do you got more stuff in the story?
Yeah, this is quite a lot of disturbing details.
Yeah, okay, we'll go through the disturbing details and then we'll go into the what and the why.
Yeah, I found some really disturbing details. So they stated they were afraid that the Slender Man would kill their families if they didn't commit this murder. The victim, another 12-year-old girl, a classmate, was able to crawl from the woods where she had been left to reach a roadside, and a passing cyclist intervened, and the victim survived. She was rushed to a hospital, at which point she was 1 millimeter away from certain death, according to a criminal complaint. She was hospitalized for 6 days and then returned to school. So these three girls were all in the same classes in the same middle school, and had been at a sleepover at one suspect's home the night before. The alleged perpetrators had discovered the Slender Man on the Creepypasta Wiki, a website that hosts creepypasta, which you maybe will know more about.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Creepypasta is, it's a website that people, like, use to post creepy stories. It's sort of, I don't want to say it's like a fiction writer's kind of forum, but it's essentially, that sort of like a, it's like a horror fanfic kind of community where people create these weird, creepy stories and post them on the board. And
wow, that's way different than I was thinking. I was thinking because of the shape and size of the Slender Man that people created scary characters out of various types of pastas.
I sort of like your version better.
Because he looks like long spaghetti to me.
Well, there are versions. There's a lot of different, because of the way Slender Man was created, there are a lot of different variations of Slender Man. Like, there are some where like his appendages are kind of like tentacly or noodly.
Yeah.
There's some where he's got like normal appendages, and then he's got like tentacles that like come out of his back. There's some where he doesn't have any of the tentacle stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of different iterations of what Slender Man looks like.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, these girls believed he was real.
Right. Yeah.
And so they.
Well, and one of them I had heard was is potentially schizophrenic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So this is like not a good thing to discover if you're schizophrenic. So they believe the only way to become proxies was to murder somebody.
And so when you say they wanted to be a proxy.
Yeah.
So like they wanted to like. They wanted to, like, meet up with Slender Man and, like, do his bidding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wanted to be, like...
Yeah.
They're, like Slender Man hunch people.
Yeah. Like, they wanted...
Hench people, not hunch people.
I kind of knew what you meant. I thought maybe we were back to weird shapes. I'm like, oh, okay, like hunchbacks.
Yeah, like, or... yeah, they're going to be a hunchback henchman.
So after they carried out the killing, they believed they would become servants. Okay. Slender Man, and they believed they would be allowed to live in his mansion, which they believed was in the Nicolet National Forest.
Okay.
So
I've been around the Nicolet National Forest.
I wonder where they came up with that. Why'd they think it was there?
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know. Yeah, although you know, you have a wide tract of land that's, you know, like sparsely inhabited.
Yeah.
You know, the woods are in kind of horror stories, you know, the woods are always kind of this dark, mysterious place where, you know, anything can happen maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know why specifically Nicolet. I would definitely think that's more of a Shawamigan thing.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy haunted mansions.
Shawamigan Forest.
Shawamigan National Forest?
Is that Al Capone?
No, that's, you know, like, it's just north of here a little ways. The giant national, you know, Hayward Cable?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all the Shawamigan National Forest.
Is that
Forest.
Creepy or?
No, it's just here. It's closer to here.
Oh, I
see. That was just, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that joke didn't land.
Nope. So they decided to target a mutual friend to kill. That's a logical person.
See, I would have gone homeless man.
Well, they are young. And it's Waukesha.
That's true enough. Yeah, their opportunities for targets are probably going to be parents, siblings, or friends.
Yeah. So they initially planned to carry out the attack on May 31st. At 2 a.m., when the victim would be sleeping over to celebrate the birthday of one of the other girls, they allegedly planned to duct tape the victim's mouth, stab her in the neck with a kitchen knife, and run away. They did not carry out the attack at that time, however, since one of the girls is believed to have delayed the attack until the next day. She desired to give the victim one more day to live.
That is pretty horrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, this is all pretty horrible, but like, any information on why she wanted to give one day? Or was it like a cold feet kind of thing, you think? Or maybe she's just like...
Probably a little bit. I mean, so they allegedly planned to carry out the attack Saturday morning in a bathroom at a local park. However, they are accused of actually carrying out the attack in a nearby forest while playing a game of hide and seek. During the game, one of the perpetrators allegedly pinned the victim down, but there was a dispute about who would carry out the stabbing. According to allegations published in Newsweek, the supposed perpetrator who had pinned the victim down ordered the other one to carry it out. She complied and stabbed the victim 19 times in the arms, legs, and abdomen with a 5-inch long kitchen knife. One of the stab wounds is the one that almost hit her heart. Immediately following the attack, these two 12-year-olds told the girl, who was still conscious, to be quiet and they would get help for her. However, they just ran away. And this girl, who was stabbed 19 times, manages to crawl to a roadway where a cyclist finds her, and she recovers. So the cops start a search for these two girls, and they were apprehended by I-94. They found the knife in one of the bags that the girls had. After being arrested, the girls reportedly expressed ambivalent views of the attack. They were described as feeling guilty for stabbing their friend, but felt that the attack was needed to appease Slender Man. So they are going to be tried as adults. They're facing 65 years in prison, and their trial is scheduled for September 2017. And they're not moving it to another county. That had been another request they had. And
right.
I think the judge is like, hell no. You know?
And I mean, any information on why the judge denied them the move of venue?
Nope. That's probably a little troubling.
Yeah, well, it's very troubling, but I definitely would be curious to know why the judge felt like it didn't need to be moved. And as horrible as this case is, I definitely am still an advocate for
due process.
Yeah, due process,
yeah.
And making sure that everything, you know, is the last thing that I think our criminal justice system needs is more of like reactionary.
Like teaching you a lesson type thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that to go around already. So not that these girls don't need to be taken out of society for a little while, or a long while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on what their mental states are and all that kind of stuff, you know, like it's horrible, but like it's also, I think, kind of complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as like what, like, I mean, we're talking about essentially children.
Mm-hmm.
What their mental states are, what their genuine beliefs were they, you know, like did they really truly believe this thing?
Right.
You know,
think of that premeditation, though.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, that's kind of the spine chilling part of it is the premeditation, the fact that they had so many opportunities to back off.
Yeah.
You
and they're, you know, planning a game of hide and seek.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, boy, that's pretty. I mean, that's not something it would have ever occurred to me.
Right, like, oh, I'm going to go play hide-and-seek. One of my friends might just stab me.
Yeah, or like, I'm going to kill somebody and I'm going to lure them. And I don't think I would have had those kind of thoughts when I was 12. I mean, I was living in a small town. I mean, it was a different time. There was no Slender Man.
Yeah, there was no Slender Man because the internet didn't exist yet.
Right. Well, the creator of Slender Man made a statement about it.
Yeah, okay.
And he said, you know, he wasn't going to give any interviews. But on August 12th of this, was of 2015, Scott Walker, our fine governor, who, you know, while this is a nice thing, you know, I would be okay with him doing other stuff instead.
Sure.
Of proclaiming August 13th, 2015, Purple Hearts for Healing Day. And, you know, you had to wear a purple heart and... honor of this girl. And then the city of Madison held a one-day bratwurst festival to honor her.
That's a very Wisconsin way to honor somebody.
Several days before she returned to school, they raised $70,000.
That's not nothing.
But it's like, I know, guys, let's have a bratwurst fest.
Yeah,
for the stabbing victim.
We need to raise some money. Let's sling some brats.
Yeah, we're slinging brats. So then,
brats, beer, and softball would be the perfect Wisconsin way to do a fundraiser.
Softball, huh? You like to watch softball?
No, watch softball? No.
But you like to play it?
I'll play it.
Really?
I played baseball for.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'll play some softball. Yeah.
I would never. The last thing I did was I participated in a kickball tournament for Volume 1. And
yeah.
I couldn't stand any part of the dynamic of teamwork. It was just...
I believe that 100%.
It was not working out for me. And then I fractured my ankle.
What position were you playing?
Second base... Are they still called bases in kickball?
I think so, yeah. I've never played organized kickball, but
I caught a ball, but I was like, oh, and I had my eyes closed, like, ew, get it away.
See, I would have put you out in right field probably.
Well, the problem is that people think because I'm a runner, and especially then I was super fit.
Oh,
because,
you're right, you're athletic, so you can you're an infielder.
Yeah. People just assume that I have some kind of other skills, and I don't. Running in a straight line on the sidewalk is not really a skill. It's just a test of endurance.
Yeah. It's willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have abundance of that. So, but okay. Did you know in your research that there was a Law and Order SVU about this episode?
No.
Or about this incident called the Glasgow Man's Wrath? It's season 16, so there was an episode of SVU, and then there's a documentary called Beware the Slender Man, which is on HBO Films.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it just came out in January.
Yeah, and so I think that's definitely a short we're going to have to watch.
Yeah.
There was also a movie that came out with Jessica Biel called The Tall Man.
What?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that?
Well, and this is 2012, so I gotta believe.
Oh, that might be before it even happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Some people are saying that it's, well, because, you know,
Slender Man was around.
I don't think it had anything to do with this attempted murder.
But is the
Tall Man is the Slender Man.
And it does something bad happen in it?
What do you mean by bad?
Let's not talk about Jessica Biel. That's not what I'm getting at.
All right, we can do a whole episode on Jessica Biel instead. I mean, you know, I'll save that for the future.
You know who's going to have a problem with that?
You?
Dick in a box. You dig what I'm saying? I think we better put the brakes on that idea.
I smell what you're stepping in.
So there are, that's not the only incident that happened because of the Slender Man. There was an unidentified woman from Cincinnati who told a TV reporter her 13-year-old daughter had attacked her with a knife and had written macabre fiction, some involving the Slender Man. And that was reportedly what motivated the attack. And then in that same year, in September, a 14-year-old girl allegedly set her family's house on fire while her mom and 9-year-old brother were inside. And the police had said she had been reading online Slenderman stories. And do you know what Soul Eater is? Atsui Okubo? I'm sure it's Japanese manga.
I've done a bit of reading on some like cryptozoological stuff, which are basically if you're not familiar with the term cryptozoology, think of Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically it's like creatures that are, or like the Loch Ness Monster, you know, things that, creatures that are thought to exist by certain groups, but there's no real hard physical evidence.
Yeah, we're going to investigate one. The Beast of Bray Road. In the southern part of the state.
I can't wait.
Yep. Like, I think we legitimately have to go there and investigate
it. Let's do it.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
We'll be on location.
Yeah. So this...
So I've heard of it in that context.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know that much about it off the top of my head.
So, of course, you've been visiting all these sites, and they decided to make the link, the police. So, you know, I don't know if it was like this craze because these girls did the stabbing and then suddenly some other things happened. And this one especially, the girl never said it was Slender Man. Just everybody else said, oh, she was reading a lot of that kind
right.
of stuff.
Which, I don't know. It's hard to make a connection there necessarily because... Listen, I wrote a lot of stuff when I was in my teenage years that, like, if people read some of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think there would have been some suspicion. It would have aroused some suspicion.
Yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
And so I think, you know, like there's a certain part of being a teenager
mm-hmm.
where you're just. You know, you're transitioning from being a child to an adult, and you're trying to work some stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, and it sometimes comes out in really weird ways that could be taken very badly.
Especially when you then set your house on fire.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is like, is that stuff all connected, or... Because I never set a house on fire.
Right.
That you know of. You know, so so I don't know, you know, like that's one of those, correlation, causation kind of things. You know, like is it, you know, was this a chain of events that led up to her setting her house on fire? Or, you know, I mean, it could have been something totally unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, of course, I don't have any of the details on the rest of the details on that story, so it's hard for me to
mm-hmm.
speculate beyond
right
beyond that. So
well, and then there was an epidemic of suicide attempts by young people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in Slenderman,
South Dakota.
Yeah,
that's right near the Badlands. That is I've been there.
Yeah, well, Slenderman was cited as the influence, and that's because many Native Americans traditionally believe in a suicide spirit similar to the Slender Man. So you have to tell us more about the Slender Man now, because when I read this was the last thing I had found that interested me about this side of it.
Sure.
And I thought, suicide spirit? Well, then I'm thinking of those girls stabbing, and it's like, well, they should have been killing themselves. So have you read anything like that?
No, that's kind of new to me. Yeah.
I wonder if it was just their misinterpretation of something that wasn't even real, you know?
Maybe. But, I mean, that's really hard to say.
Yeah.
But and it's certainly an interesting connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a listener, you might be hearing us talk about this and are wondering, you know, like, people are doing these crazy things in the name of Slender Man.
Slender Man.
Is Slender Man a real thing? I mean, it's definitely a real concept that exists, but there is no Slender Man. It was some entrepreneuring people have traced it back to, you know, there's a definitive creator of Slender Man. A guy by the name of Eric Knudsen,
mm-hmm.
who went by the name Victor Surge on a forum called somethingawful.com. And
somethingawful.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And I went to somethingawful.com, and it is a difficult page to read. It looks like it hasn't been updated in a little while. It's not quite like a 90s like GeoCity page. It's a little bit better than that, but it's but it's sort of like a
That just is stirring up memories for me.
Yeah. With like flashing graphics and
yes,
you know, like teal backgrounds. Now it's better than that, but it's sort of like link farmy, you know, where it's and that's one of the reasons why I have a hard time with Reddit. You know, it's like it's just not organized in a way that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think if I would have grown up with, you know, like if my early internet days were visiting sites like that, I probably would be okay with it. But mm-hmm. that's just not what I did.
Yeah,
and so that stuff's hard for me. So. But anyways, I did go to Something Awful, and I found the very first picture of Slender Man. The way this all came about was Something Awful is basically it's a community that I feel like I probably would fit into.
Well, okay. All I know about it right now is the name of the community, and I absolutely agree.
It's a community that is kind of nerdy, kind of like pranky, you know, they like to pull things and they tend to push limits, you know, they're really feeling out for boundaries too, you know? So there's sort of some kindred spiritness to with me and these guys. So, but what happened is, They were posting about some stuff, you know, like they would do these like Photoshop things, you know, like they would Photoshop like, you know, monsters in the backgrounds of pictures and stuff. And so this guy, the very first picture was a bunch of kids running. It's like this black and white picture. It's a bunch of kids running. They look some of the kids in the picture looked sort of, now my interpretation of the picture is they're probably like, it was probably some event and they're putting some effort into running, you know, and so there was like some intensity on their faces. But when you Photoshop this, you know, like this pale faced fuzzy thing in the background that looks like it's chasing them, it looks like they're terrified.
Ah.
You know? And so it's kind of a cool picture. But
that's the first thing.
Yeah. And then people started adding, like they were taking different, you know, like kind of different versions of that image, you know, of like, you know, like a tall, slender man with a vague kind of like blurry white head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it would always kind of be sort of out of focus just enough to make it, you know, like sort of vague and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's kind of how it all started, is people started, you know, they kind of took on this, you know, Photoshopping Slender Man into these different pictures, you know, and then the lore started happening of like people started creating stories about, you know, what Slender Man did, what his characteristics were, where he came from, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that thread, that original Slender Man thread on Something Awful ended up being like 194 pages. So, because people just took off with it, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so people started taking Slender Man to other forums, you know, like in other places. And it really only takes it only takes being removed from the original source by like 2 or 3 degrees for something to really take on a life of its own. So if you have like, you know, young, impressionable people who aren't familiar with the source material, where it came from, it can be easy for people to start believing in the story, and especially, you know, sort of in an age of technology where you can create these images of things. Mm-hmm. And I especially think for young people who aren't maybe familiar with how these images are created. And I guess I don't really know at this point how familiar are 12-year-olds with like Photoshop. Maybe they are. I mean, maybe they're learning Photoshop in school at that age. But but where's that line where they understand, hey, these are things that like grown up nerds are creating in a basement somewhere.
They're probably just thinking, wow, look at these terrifying photos.
Yeah. I mean, but on one hand, I almost feel like that's not giving them enough credit. But on the other hand, you know, like if they're willing to stab their friend over pictures, like, I don't know. I don't know where that line is.
Yeah.
Something awful did create. They did post a statement about, you know, after the stabbing happened. And it's a really good read. I might just post the link to that on the website or on the Facebook page. One of those places, wherever people go, wherever the kids are going these days. But there is something that. Or a line from the statement that that I really liked. I'll dial it back just a paragraph before. So I'm just going to read a little bit from this post from Something Awful. It says, "Yes, Something Awful is bad. Yes, we joke about scary things like D&D, porn, and 3D printers. But that is never a good reason to hurt someone else or yourself. You know the old Nike slogan, just do it. It's right on as long as it is don't hurt others or yourself because of something awful. Just don't hurt others or yourself because of something awful." And then, but the line that I really like was, "Because Slender Man is a blurry..." take two. "Because Slender Man is a blurry blob in the back of photos, he's a bad MS Paint picture on DeviantArt. He's somebody on Tumblr who is shipping Slendy and Tails." Now, that last little bit, I had to look up. What is Slendy and Tails?
Yeah.
Tails, like, you know, like a cat tail, right? Like a cat's tail.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is creating these, like, cartoons of Slender Man and this cartoon cat and like their adventures.
And does the cat do terrible things too?
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll post something about Slendy and Tails and people can investigate that themselves.
Yeah.
But it's great. I mean, and these guys, I think, did a great job of addressing, like, you know, well, what do you say if something like this comes from your community? Like, what do you say? You know, like, I mean, just, and especially this type of community, you know, we're like, I mean, I don't know. I was going to say like even Creepypasta, like it's pretty clear when you look at that it's fiction, you know, like nobody there is trying to make people believe these stories. Like, mm-hmm. They're just trying to, like, maybe, like, creep each other out,
mm-hmm.
You know? And especially, like, the Something Awful community, which is, I mean, I would say it's more of a comedy community than a horror community. But, you know, like, it's weird that this horror thing came from that community.
Yeah.
So, but Slendy and Tails is pretty awesome. I won't lie about that.
Is it as good as Homestar Runner?
I think it's better than Homestar Runner, but Homestar Runner is still pretty. There's something, there's something to Homestar Runner for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they have.
I remember that one character. Her name was
Marzipan.
Marzipan. And what was the name of the Mexican wrestler guy?
Strong Bad.
Strong Bad.
And his little sidekick, the Cheat.
Gosh, you're just bringing me back.
Now, if I could only remember, like, algebra.
Right. Well, just reprogram tonight.
Yeah, I'll have to, right. I'll,
you got to get a new cartridge.
Yeah, I'll just download the,
the what, Eric?
Well, I don't have that downloaded.
Oh. Good one.
So do we want a ray of sunshine this stuff up?
Yeah, you said you had one since you have not been having one.
Yeah, well, that might have been a lie.
You don't have one. Well, guess what? You don't have one? I got something I could tell.
Okay.
I
mean,
could share the quick bear story from before we
started
recording.
Well, okay, you do that, and I'll share. I've got it's not really, no, you know what? I'm going to go first. I'm going to share a thing.
Okay.
Which will not help my case as far as the Android accusations are going, probably. But I just started reading a book that I really dig. It's been on my list for a while. I'm finally getting around to it.
And it's a happy book, since this is a ray of sunshine.
Well, I mean, I really enjoy it.
Okay.
It's called The Believing Brain by Michael Shermer. And it is all about kind of the mechanics of how our brains create our realities.
Okay. That's fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how we, once we have a belief, how we constantly reinforce that belief.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, and we are, as human beings, we're very tribalistic in nature. And so we tend to, when we have a belief, we tend to feel favorably towards other people who have that belief and negatively towards people who have opposing beliefs.
Okay.
And it's all, you know, it all has stuff to do with the meat and the sauce between our ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really enjoying it.
Of course, he's just a dude writing it.
Well, right, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, we can get into the philosophy of that.
Yeah, but nah. That's not
so. I mean, we are kind of running out of time.
Well, today is April Fool's Day, and right before we started recording, I was on my Facebook feed, and from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, there was an advertisement that said, click here to buy the world's smallest bear. And it was this little jointed bear, and I love a good bear, and they make good bears. And I clicked on it, and it popped up, April Fool's. And you... Wasn't I really sad?
That's not what I'm laughing about. There's.
What?
Why can't I be a grown up? Why can't I just be a grown up? Making bears.
What is this? What's so funny about this to you?
Making bears is a euphemism. It's toilet humor.
What?
Yeah, if you gotta go, you're like, I'm gonna go make bears.
This is you and these two other guys that you do your other podcast with who think this is actually a thing.
That would have gone over really well on that show.
Nobody's going to acknowledge that's even a phrase.
Okay.
Keep it weird.